McGuinness, and on the line now, of course, I have John Leach, Chief Executive of Irish Water Safety. Hello, John, how are you?
Good afternoon, Noel, and a great pleasure to be on air with you and all your listeners again.
Well, as I always ask you where you are now, it's a beautiful day in Dublin here. A little bit of a chill, but it's absolutely beautiful. What's it like where you are?
Oh, it's lovely here over Galway Bay. I'm looking out on over Galway Bay at the moment, through the Cladda and onto the Burren, and it just looks lovely. And the forecast is really promising for the weekend, so we expect a lot of people out over the weekend, and especially coming to the West Coast.
Is it in Galway that's famous... cinema that never got built is.
I think it is 70 metres from where I'm sitting.
Go away.
It's right beside us here.
It's absolutely terrible. Terrible.
It's an awful shame, and they've had so many problems with it, and you know, both building difficulties and then the builder going bust and the seawater coming in, and then funding problems, and it's a shame.
Terrible.
I hope they can resolve it somehow.
It's a natural story for Ireland these days, the way we get.
I'm afraid, unfortunately, you're right.
The way they find ways to waste money, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's one we couldn't be proud of, let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about, because it's been in the news quite a lot lately, the Portuguese man of war. Is this different from the jellyfish that we talked about a couple of months ago there?
Absolutely, a totally different creature altogether. In fact, it's not a jellyfish at all. It's what's known as a siphonophore. And basically what that is, it's like a little colony of organisms that live off each other, and they just grow and grow and grow and grow. And what's also unique about it is that it has a float. And the float, you can imagine like a Cornish pasty. You know the way they make Cornish pasty?
Yeah.
Well, think of one, put your two hands together and make a large size with your two hands. It's about that sort of size. That's really the size it is.
And it looks like a galleon. Sorry, John, it looks like, from the pictures I saw and that on the TV last night, it looked like one of the old galleon ships, like the sails are up and it's floating.
You're absolutely right, Noel. I mean, when Columbus and Vasco da Gama were heading west, when they left the continent here, you know, from the continent, and they were heading west, they came across these. And the Portuguese themselves referred to them as the Portuguese man of war, because they looked like a Portuguese sailing ship, just as you, or a galleon, just as you've described. And they looked lovely in the water, and they have these beautiful colours of pink, purples, blues, and you know, sort of indigos. And they, because they're translucent, they looked lovely when they in the sun. They like glisten in the sun, and they looked lovely. And they looked like little ships sailing along the surface of the sea. And so, because since the last week in July, we've had what's known as tropical maritime air, or in other words, southerly and southwesterly winds, very warm. As you know, September is a lovely warm month. We had, 23 degrees there on Wednesday in Dublin. And because of that, these fellas have sailed up from the tropics right into our waters like it hasn't been seen in over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the biggest infestation was 1903, and then 1945 at the end of the Second World War, and now this year, and they reckon that our experts who are now collecting the data here in Galway, Dr. Tom Doyle, who's the country's leading scientist in regards to jellyfish, and he reckons that this will be the largest infestation of them ever in our history.
That's
how remarkable it is.
Yeah, is it due to the climate? Because we've had warmer days.
Definitely. I mean, to have over 2 months, to have just slightly over 2 months of tropical maritime air, of southerly air, is very unusual in this country, because normally you get the northerlies, what's known as the returning polar maritime air, in other words, air coming down from the poles. Or then when it comes up from the south, it goes up north, and then it comes back down around in a low pressure. And that, when you get the northerly breeze, of course, that means that they sail back down to where they came from, and they don't ever come onto into our shores.
Okay.
So it's very unusual.
Okay. So far,
however,
sorry, go on.
Yeah, however, now that's all very romantic and all the rest, but the bad news is that they are the most venomous jellyfish that ever comes onto our shores.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very dangerous. They have recorded 3 recorded deaths as a result of it. It's second most deadly after the box jellyfish, which some of your listeners who've been to Australia or been to the Indian Ocean will be aware of. So that's how serious it is.
Okay.
So we really want your listeners to be alert, going on any of the beaches that they will over the weekend, but particularly if they do travel west, where they're more likely to see more of them.
Yeah.
Cork, Kerry, the whole way up even to Donegal, but the main infestations are Cork and Kerry and sort of Galway Mayo. But Cork Kerry would always get the most.
Well, that's where they might be a little bit complacent here on the north coast because they're reading, it's all around your area and running up, and that's where people go and do a lot of surfing and stuff like that, which people have to be very careful about. Or maybe to go walking up in the beautiful areas around there. And that feeling, as I say, complacent, but there is a danger and a good possibility that they will be over here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's a good chance if the wind stays southerly, because we also have spring tides, the new moon tomorrow, so you get much stronger tides coming up the Irish Sea, so the ones that are on the south coast can get swept up with the tide and the wind right up into the Irish Sea, and so I wouldn't be surprised if some of your listeners or other people come across them over the weekend on the Dublin beaches.
Okay. I want you to stress a little bit about parents, particularly with their children, John, because I was out in Malahide there. I don't know whether I mentioned it the last time or it happened after I was talking to you. And I was walking just up at this end where the, for people that know the area, where the Grand Hotel is, just on the beach there.
And
we noticed two, actually. Now, they looked dead, but they were for all intents and purposes, like a baked brown loaf, the flat brown loaf. And one of the kids was poking it with a stick, and I had to say, look, that's dead, mister, you know. And I said, well, maybe it's not, and even if it is, it could be still dangerous. So people should really, especially if this man of war comes around to the air coastline, kids, keep away from them. Parents just
you're right. I mean, children have this fascination about them, and they all want to poke them. I think I poked them when I was a child. I'm sure you did as well. We all always wanted to poke them, but these are ones that you don't want to poke, because the if you poke the bell or the umbrella, you know, the floating piece, that's where the stings are, where the venom is, and where the tentacles will basically explode out at you when you put your hand onto them. So they, you're right, children do need to be supervised on the beaches, because the children, the first thing they'll do is poke them. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, if they poke them with their fingers, they will get stung, and then we could have a serious issue. Our first aid advice, which of course is on iws.ie, under advice, swimming, beaches, and then you see jellyfish safety, click into it, and you've got an ID jellyfish card, and you also then have first aid treatment. But in a nutshell, what you do is you remove any visible bits of tentacles that you see on the skin on the affected area. Mm-hmm. Remove it with a plastic card or with, you know, your Visa card, or you know, if you have a towel, but remove it very gently, because if you rub it, what happens is they trigger more venom into the skin. So you've got to do it very, very carefully, and then we get them back down into the seawater and rinse the affected area, be it a leg, be it an arm, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And rinse it off with salt water. Don't use fresh water, alcohol or vinegar, and particularly urine. Forget that. That was an old granny's tale.
Yes, yeah.
That was total nonsense, yeah. And then when you've done that, then get one of the dry cold packs, crack it, put a plastic bag, and then put a tea towel or a t-shirt or something like that around it, and apply it to the affected area. And if after a short time, like say half an hour to an hour, if you're not getting some relief, straight into A&E, and particularly if you're getting tightness of chest, you're feeling sick, feeling unwell, bad breathing, don't delay, get straight into A&E, because it brings on the seizures to the heart, and it also brings on anaphylactic shock. So it is very, very dangerous.
Okay.
And if you do get stung with one of them, then you're likely to be at a much greater risk getting an anaphylactic shock or worse, a seizure. Mm-hmm. If you get stung again. So it was quite a few, you know, open water swimmers who've been swimming for years who've got stung by either a lion's mane jellyfish or a Portuguese man of war, and unfortunately they had to give up swimming in open water.
Wow.
Because they're told by their doctors that if you get stung again, it's likely you'll have a seizure and you'll drown.
Okay, that emphasizes.
So it is very serious. Yes, I mean, they have killed people. So we're not making light of it at all. We mustn't.
Indeed. Oh no. I mean, that emphasizes the danger. And just to finally on it, John, that for people that are brave, and I mean, you wouldn't catch me getting into the water in October. Never mind. I wouldn't care if it was safe enough in October. But a lot of people swim all the year round. Are they visible on top of the water?
Yes, they are. They're absolutely right. You see them as a little float, a translucent float with lovely colours on it, as we described, and that's how you'll recognise it. But you see also, and you made the point about the child poking at it, up to a week afterwards, 10 days afterwards, if it's moist and misty, they still sting. And that's the dangerous thing about them. So let the local authority know, phone Fingal County Council, let them know where you've seen them, if you do come across one, and they'll go and dispose of them carefully, because they do need to be disposed of carefully.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. And of course, people, as always, can look up, because there's lots of things I wanted to talk to you about, but people can look up iws.ie for all things on this side of Manowar. But I just want to, again, something I'd like to put in, because there was somewhere recently and I saw one missing, and I reported it, the boys, some people still mess around, and people's lives are at stake, and they mess around with these things. They're lying around to help people, and I'd like to put a plea out there, and I'm sure you would as well, John, for people to report.
Very much. I'd endorse everything you're saying. The ring boys are there to save lives. A stolen ring boy can be a stolen life, so leave them where they are in situ. They save people's lives every month in this country. That's how important they are. So please don't interfere with them. Leave them alone. They're there for a purpose. They're there to save somebody's life who's in distress.
Okay, thank you very much, John. I know you've been very, very busy, so I hope to talk to you again, but thank you very much for that, and I'll give you all the details.
As always, it's a pleasure to be on air with you and your listeners.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's John Leach, Chief Executive of Irish Water Safety. And just look up iws.ie. I mean, before I talked to John, I'd read about this in the paper, I'd seen it on the news, but really, John gets it across how dangerous this is, and these man o' war jellyfish are, as he said, not really jellyfish, but wherever they are, Jesus, and they're going to come around to our side. Oh no. Anyway, I don't want to make light of it, so just do be very careful, and if you do see them, report it to your council, and they will look after it. Okay, just going to take a little musical interlude, and then I'll be talking to Turlough.